I would also like to thank Anita and Iris for the hard work that they've done in coordinating our children's ministry.
我也想在此谢谢 Anita 和 Iris 他们在儿童事工上的殷勤的服侍。
Our children are in good hands.
那我们的小孩是有很好的领袖看管他们。
And we hope that you can help out in some way.
呀，我也希望会众也能够大家一起来帮助我们。
Today we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 10.
我们今天的经文是罗马书第十章。
So if you have a Bible, you can turn there.
请大家把圣经翻到罗马书第十章。
Now the one thing that we human beings cannot avoid is death.
每个人都免不了一死。
I hate to bring up such a depressing topic.
我其实很不想跟大家讲这么一个让人压抑的话题。
For the most part, I think people try to avoid the subject.
很多时候呢，我们是避免谈死亡这个话题。
Perhaps thinking if I ignore it, it'll go away.
我们可能想说，哎，如果我不去理它，它可能就不会来了。
There are others who are fascinated by the subject.
可是有一些人呢，对这个题目是很着迷。
And they want to learn more about the afterlife.
他们很想知道人死了以后会怎么样。
Now there's an event or experience called a near-death experience.
有一个词叫做濒死经历。
A near-death experience is when someone is clinically dead.
啊，那个一个濒死的人呢，是说在医学上已经宣布他死亡了。
And they describe their experience before they're revived by a paramedic or doctor.
然后他们啊被这个医生救回来以后呢，就跟大家复述在那一段在复苏以前的他们的经历。
And so oftentimes they can see the, if they were in an auto accident, they can see the accident from above.
比方说哈，如果他们是经历了一场事故的话，他们就好像自己从高处看着那场事故。
And they'll talk about meeting relatives or friends who passed away in the afterlife.
他们也会说在死后可以见到很死去很久的亲人和朋友。
There's movies and books on the subject, like this one called Afterlife.
关于濒死经历呢，我们看到有书写这个，也有电影拍这个。
There's a popular one now called Heaven is for Real.
现在有一个很流行的叫做《天堂是真实的》。
And it's about the experience of a four-year-old boy.
他是讲了一个四岁男孩的故事。
Whose father is a pastor.
他父亲是牧师。
And the events that he described were so compelling that he wrote a book to try to point people to Jesus.
那他觉得他所经历的是非常震撼，所以他把它写下来，希望借着这个故事把人带到耶稣面前。
Now in general, I think most Americans are overly optimistic about death.
总体来说，我觉得美国人对死亡有点太乐观。
Even if someone is not too religious, if they go to a funeral.
啊，就算那个死人家属可能不是基督徒，当这些人去参加那些葬礼的时候。
People will comfort one another by saying, well, our relative, our friend is in a better place.
他们也会去安慰这个家属说，啊，你们的亲人现在在一个更好的地方。
They really have no basis for that belief, but nonetheless, that's what they believe and comfort one another in that.
他们其实说这个话的时候没有什么根据，但他们想，如果我这样说呢，能够安慰这个死者的家属。
Now, I'm not an expert at Chinese funerals.
我对中国的葬礼并不熟悉。
I've been to several Buddhist funerals in New York City when I lived there.
我住在纽约的时候参加过几个佛教徒的葬礼。
And I witnessed an interesting phenomenon practice.
我看了一个很有趣的现象。
Where the family or loved ones would burn money.
就是死者的家属呢会烧纸钱。
And paper houses and cars.
还有纸做的房子，纸做的车。
And I was told they want to set up their loved one for a good afterlife.
他们告诉我说，这样做呢，能够让死者在死后有一个很好的生活。
And I think, no matter what we believe, God has planted eternity in our heart.
那我想，不管我们的信仰是怎么样，神已经把一个对永恒的追求放在我们心中。
And we have a hope or expectation that there's something beyond.
那我们有一个盼望，那就是在我们死后还有新的东西。
Now, what does the Bible say about the afterlife?
那在圣经上是怎么样谈到人死后的情景呢？
About salvation.
谈到我们的救恩。
Today, we're not going to focus so much on what's going to happen in the afterlife.
我们今天要讲的呢，不是说人死了以后会怎么样。
But how we can ensure ourselves that we can be in the presence of God in heaven when we die.
而是要讲说我们怎么样能够确信自己死了以后能够在神的面前。
We will discuss what it means to be saved.
我们来讨论得救是什么意思。
Now first I want to bring us down the path of the Roman road.
现在我想带大家去一条路叫做罗马大道。
Now here's a picture of a Roman road.
啊，这是一个罗马大道的图片。
There's an expression, all roads lead to Rome.
有一个谚语说，条条大路通罗马。
In the book of Romans that the Apostle Paul wrote,
在罗马书里边，保罗这样写。
I think the road leads to Jesus.
他说，这条路是通向耶稣。
And we read that all have sinned.
我们也在罗马书读到说所有的人都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为我们犯了罪所以我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
And there's a penalty for that sin.
因为犯罪必有惩罚。
The wages of sin is death.
死的工价就是死。罪的工价就是死。
But there's a solution.
但是有一个解决办法。
Christ paid the penalty.
耶稣基督为我们付上了代价。
God demonstrates His own love for us.
神向我们显明他的爱。
That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死了。
But there's also a response that we need to make.
但是我们需要做出回应。
We must receive Christ.
我们必须接受耶稣基督。
And today we're going to look at what it means to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior from the perspective of Paul.
今天我们就从保罗在罗马书中所写的来看一看我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主和生命的主是什么意思。
And so let's read together Romans 10, 9 and 10.
所以我们一起来读罗马书十章九到十节。你若口里认耶稣为主心里信神叫他从死里复活就必得救因为人心里相信就可以称义口里承认就可以得救
The first thing that we're called to do to receive the salvation God provides is confess
神要我们做的第一个事情是要承认
Verse 9 says if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord
那第九节说如果你口里认耶稣为主
Now some English translations say confess
有的英文把它翻作认可
Others say declare
有的翻作宣告
The point is we're to make a public declaration about our commitment to Christ
它的主要意思是说你要在公众面前宣告你对耶稣基督的委身
The confession with our mouth is a public acknowledgement
这个口里承认是面对公正所做的
that rises forth
但是它的出发点
in response to what God has done in our life in our inner being
是你回应神在你心里边所做的工
and what is to be acknowledged is not only that Jesus Christ is the Son of God
我们要承认的不仅仅是耶稣基督是神的儿子
but that He is your Lord
他也是你的主
The Lord, the word Lord in Greek
在希腊语里边主这个词
signifies sovereign power and control
它象征着至高无上的权力和权柄能力
and scripture never separates between Christ as Savior and Christ as Lord
在圣经里边耶稣基督是主和救主从来都是不可分开的
In fact, the New Testament only refers to Jesus as Savior 10 times
在圣经里边呢指耶稣基督是救主只有十次
But it refers to him as Lord over 700 times
但是称他为主却有超过700多次
If Jesus is not your Lord, he's not your Savior
如果你不认为耶稣基督是你的主那么他也不是你的救主
Confessing Jesus is Lord implies that you're willing to pay the price as a disciple of him
如果你认耶稣基督为你的主那就意味着你可能要因为做他的门徒而付上代价
In the context of the Roman world and in Paul's time
在保罗时代的罗马帝国里
Making a profession of faith would likely lead to difficult consequences
你承认自己是耶稣的门徒可能会有很严重的后果
One would actually be considered an atheist
有人可会被你会被人看作一个无神论
How can one who believes in God be an atheist?
这很奇怪，一个信神的人为什么会称为无神论呢？
Was because Christians didn't believe in the Roman God.
那是因为基督徒不相信罗马的神。
And so, from a Roman perspective, a Christian was an atheist.
所以从罗马人的角度看，你们这些信耶稣的人就是无神论者。
And that would likely mean being put out of the temple.
啊，你可能会被赶出圣殿。
Being ostracized by one's family.
可能会被你的家庭排斥。
Facing imprisonment.
可能要面临下监牢。
Torture and even death.
被折磨，甚至面临死亡。
For converts from Judaism, it would most certainly mean being put out of the synagogue and most likely one's family.
如果你是从犹太教转信基督教，那么可以肯定的，一定会被你的家庭放逐出去，被从圣殿里赶出去。
As a matter of fact, there was so much conflict going on in the Jewish community in the first century.
事实上，一世纪的时候，犹太人的社群里边有很多的骚乱。
The Roman Emperor kicked out all of the Jews and Christians.
罗马皇帝决定把所有的基督徒和犹太人都赶出去。
For what he described as disturbances.
他把他们之间的冲突称为骚乱。
Now in America, I think there's a little danger of state-sanctioned persecution.
我想在美国呢，几乎没有来自政府的逼迫。
Beginning to happen a little bit.
啊，现在好像有一点点了。
But in places like China, it's a real possibility.
但是在中国这样的地方，啊，迫害是很真实的。
Where leaders are in prison.
啊，有一些教会领袖被抓到监狱里。
And house churches are shut down.
家庭教会被关闭。
But I've even seen pressure put on Chinese American families.
但是甚至即使在美国的华人家庭里面，我也看到了因为信基督教而承受的压力。
We had a family in the Chinese church I served in New York.
我在纽约服侍的华人教会里面有一个家庭。
And the grandfather of the family passed away.
啊，祖父过世了。
And his oldest son was a member of our church.
他的大儿子是我们教会的一个会员。
Now most of the family was not religious.
家庭的大部分人都不信，没有信仰。
But they thought at the least they should do is have a Buddhist ceremony.
那他想至少要有一个佛教徒式的葬礼。
Now in the last 6 months, a year of the grandfather's life, he made a commitment to serve and follow Christ.
那在祖父生命的最后六个月，他已经决定要跟随耶稣基督。
And this was known by the church and some of the family members.
那教会知道，家里的一部分成员也知道。
But nonetheless, it caused a big conflict in the family.
但是这是在家庭里面引起了很大的争论。
Because most of the family wants a Buddhist ceremony.
因为家里的大部分人希望有一个佛教徒式的葬礼。
And the Christian family members were like, grandfather was a Christian, we need a Christian ceremony.
那家里的基督徒就认为祖父是基督徒，应该有一个基督徒式的葬礼。
So they ended up having a Buddhist ceremony on one day.
最后的结果就是他们。第一天举办佛教徒式的葬礼。
And a Christian church service the next day.
那第二天又在教堂办基督徒式的葬礼。
And I know that for the Buddhist ceremony, there was even a conflict going on at the ceremony.
那我知道的是，在佛教徒的葬礼上，甚至有一些冲突。
At one point, the ceremony came to a halt.
这个葬礼不得不中断一会儿。
Because the Christian is the oldest son.
因为他大儿子是基督徒
and he was supposed to burn incense.
那他就暗暗藏规，他要去烧香
and he refused.
他就拒绝
caused a little commotion.
结果引起了家庭里面的
争论 but finally the second oldest I think did the incense and they were able to move on.
所以最后的解决办法就是二儿子去烧了这个香
but,
那个葬礼才继续
but the family was convinced that you shamed our family and grandpa is not going to be where he's supposed to be.
可是家庭却认为这个大儿子的做法给家庭带来了羞辱，这个爷爷死后不会过得不会很好。
Each of us lives in a different context.
那我们所处的环境不一样。
A family, relationships, work, and school.
啊，家庭关系可能在学校里边也有影响。
But no matter what our situation, we're called to acknowledge and confess Jesus as our Lord.
但是不管环境如何。神呼召我们，我们要承认耶稣基督是我们的主。
The second thing that we're called to in this passage is to believe.
那这段经文要呼召我们的第二件事情是要相信。
And believe in your heart that God God raised him from the dead.
我们要相信神使耶稣基督从死里复活。
Now people have a lot of interesting beliefs.
人有很多有趣的信仰。
Some based on facts, some based on wishful thinking.
有的信仰是基于事实，有的是基于自己的主观愿望。
One of my professors in seminary was a card-carrying member of the Flat Earth Society.
我在神学院的时候呢，有一个教授，他是一个协会的成员，那个协会叫做地球是扁平的。
The Flat Earth Society is made up of only a few members.
这个协会呢，成员不多。
Who believe that the Earth is not a sphere but is flat.
他们相信地球不是圆的，是扁平的。
Now my professor didn't believe that there was a flat Earth.
当然，我的教授并不是真的相信地球是平的。
But he went to a debate once.
但是他有一次去参加一个辩论。
From someone from the Flat Earth Society.
一方是这个地球扁平协会的。
And a scholar who was a PhD in astronomy.
另一方呢是一个天文学的教授。
And he said that the Flat Earth debater won the debate.
结果呢，这个地球扁平学会的居然赢了这场辩论。
And you think how can that be?
你想怎么可能呢
？Well, the flat Earth people know all of the arguments that a scientist would make.
那其他人的这些观点呢？这个地球扁平学会的人都知道。
And so they had the answer to every question.
所以不管你们问什么，他们都准备好了答案。
And then they were able to give evidence that the astronomer couldn't answer.
然后呢，他们还能够给出证据，让这个天文学家找不出回答。
So people believe in a lot of interesting things.
所以人的信仰是很有意思的。
And here we're called to believe in Jesus.
但是这里圣经呼召我们要相信耶稣基督。
Now I think the content of our faith in Jesus, and the proof of that is much stronger than someone who believes in a flat earth.
我觉得我们的信仰的基石要远远的超过那个地球扁平协会所信仰的东西。
Scholars and skeptics have studied Jesus for thousands of years.
不管是学者还是怀疑论者，都对耶稣基督研究了上千年。
And when most do a serious study of Jesus and who he was,
当他们真的很认真的去研究谁是耶稣基督的时候
，They come to the conclusion that indeed, he is the Son of God.
他们的结论都是，耶稣基督的确是神的儿子。
And we're called here to believe not just with our mind, but with our heart.
那我们要相信的不仅是用我们的头脑相信，也要用我们的心。
In ancient Judaism, the heart was thought to be at the core of one's being.
在古犹太教里边，他们认为一个人的心是他的精华所在。
It's the residence of the soul.
是你的灵魂的居所。
It was considered the deepest and innermost part of a person.
是一个人最深密的、最隐秘的地方。
Where thought, will, and motive are generated.
从那里，你的思维、你的意愿、你的动机都从那里发出。
That is why the ancient writer admonished, "Watch over your heart with all diligence."
这就是古人为什么说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
For from it flow the springs of life.
因为一生的果效都是从心里发出来的。
And even in English we have that idea.
在英语我们也有同样的想法。
Because we talk about loving someone with our heart.
我们说你要全心的爱一个人。
Or with all of our heart.
用你所有的心。
And so belief comes from the heart.
所以相信是从心里来的。
But we also know something interesting.
但是还有一个更有趣的事情。
That even a demon,
甚至是魔鬼
evil angels,
就是那些邪恶的天使
have a good theology.
他们的神学也很不错。
They know the truth about God.
他们知道神的真实。
James says,
雅各书说
You believe that God is one, you do well.
你相信神只有一位，你信得不错。
The demons also believe and shudder.
魔鬼也信，却信得战惊。
In other words, the demons believe in God.
也就是说呢，魔鬼其实是相信神的存在。
They believe in who Christ is and what he's done.
他们也相信耶稣基督是谁，相信耶稣所做的一切。
So they have an intellectual belief in God that's correct.
所以他们头脑里想着说神是真的。
But they're not going to spend eternity with God in heaven.
但是他们不决定和神同在永恒里面。
Because they have resisted and rebelled against God.
因为他们拒绝了神，背逆了神。
And so we're called not just to have an intellectual belief, but a heart belief.
所以保罗呼召我们，我们相信神，不仅是用头脑，也要用我们的心。
And another essential truth to heart faith.
啊，另外一个真理是。
Is that God raised him, Jesus, from the dead?
神叫耶稣基督从死里复活。
Apart from Christ's resurrection, there's no salvation.
没有他的复活，就没有得救。
Jesus' resurrection is the supreme proof.
耶稣基督的复活是一个终极的证明。
That his ministry was validated and successful.
呀，他的事工已经成就了。
To believe that God raised Christ from the dead,
我们相信神叫耶稣从死里复活
includes the belief that Christ is all that he claims to be.
意味着我们相信耶稣基督完完全全就是他自己所宣称的那一位
and that he accomplished what he came to accomplish.
他也完完全全成就了他来到世界上所要成就的
So what then is the result of our confession and belief?
那我们这样承认，我们相信，结果是什么呢
？It is salvation.
就是我们的得救。
We read in verse 10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified."
我们在十节说，你心里相信就能称义。
Justified means being made right with God.
呀，称义就是说与神和好。
And it is with your mouth that you profess with your faith and are saved.
呀，你口里承认就能得救。
Faith and belief are essential ingredients to enable salvation.
所以得救的两个重要因素就是信念和承认。
And when we see here, the order isn't actually that important.
啊，这两个的顺序呢，并不是重要。
In verse 9, it says to confess and believe.
第九节说你要承认，要相信。
And verse 10, it says to believe and confess.
第十节说你要相信，要承认。
But the important thing is that confession and belief work together.
重要的是相信和承认是一体的。
To bring about and result in salvation.
两个都有才能够带来得救。
What are the implications of receiving salvation?
那我们得到救恩意味着什么？
Well, the first is that we're saved from eternal death.
第一个就是我们已经免去了永久的死。
We were separated by God because of our sin.
因为我们的罪，我们已经与神隔绝了。
And destined to an eternity in hell.
所以我们注定了是要下地狱的。
But now we have hope.
但是现在我们有了盼望。
Of an eternity with God.
我们能够和神同在永恒里。
I like the quote of a famous evangelist.
啊，我现在想跟大家选一个有名的福音布道家。
Named D.L. Moody.
他的话，这个人叫 D.A. 穆迪。
He served in the beginning of the 20th century.
他在二十世纪初的时候啊，在。
And he wrote, "Someday you will read in the papers that D.L. Moody of Chicago is dead."
啊，他说有一天你会在报上读到说 D.A. Moody 过世了。
He says, "Don't believe a word of it."
他说你绝对不要相信那个。
That at that moment I will be more alive than ever.
因为当那个时刻来到的时候，我的生命比以往更好。
I'll have gone up higher.
我去到一个更高的地方。
Out of this old clay tenement.
我离开这个旧的泥土的房子。
Into a house that's immortal.
进入到一个永恒的房子里。
A body that death cannot touch.
我的死亡不能挨进我的身体。
That sin cannot taint.
罪不能玷污我的身体。
A body fashioned like His glorious body.
因为我的身体已经被改变，有神荣耀的形象。
And so D.L. Moody is pointing to the fact that we will live and He will live even with the death of our body.
所以穆迪他就是说，我们都能够有永生。
In eternity with God.
呀，和神同在永恒里。
And in that eternity, we will not just be disembodied spirits.
Disembodied spirits. Oh,
but that we will share in the resurrection.
但是我们也同享耶稣基督的复活。
And that we will have a body fashioned like Christ's body, His resurrection body.
我们的形象就好像耶稣基督复活的形象一样啊，有他的荣耀。
But to confess and believe saves us from eternal death, but it also saves us from the futility of life.
那这种承认和相信不仅是将我们从死亡里救出来，也将我们从虚空里救出来。
the famous king in the Old Testament by the name of Solomon.
旧约里边一个有名的王所罗门。
He was known to be the wisest man in the world.
他被认为是全世界最有智慧的。
And he wrote a book called Ecclesiastes.
他写了传道书。
And in that, he sought to find meaning and fulfillment of life.
在那本书里边，他竭力地寻找生命的意义。
And in seeking this project, he denied himself nothing.
在这个过程当中，他所有的想得到都得到了。
And he was a king and had the means to pursue what he wanted.
他是一个王，所以呢，他有办法去得到他想要的一切。
And so he sought riches.
所以他得到财富。
And pleasure.
享乐。
Wisdom,
智慧,
and great accomplishment,
以及极大的成就,
and he gave a verdict on his pursuit.
但是他是这样来, 给自己的追求下定义的。
He said, meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless.
最后他说, 虚空, 虚空, 一切都是虚空。
He realized that apart from God, that life is ultimately meaningless.
他意识到, 如果没有神, 我们生命的一切都没有意义。
But the salvation that God provides in Christ gives us meaning.
但是神在耶稣基督里边赐给的生命却有意义。
It gives us joy.
给我们喜乐。
It gives us fulfillment.
给我们满足。
It gives us peace.
给我们平安。
And through the power of the Spirit at work in our life,
借着圣灵在我们生命当中的能力，
God can work a change and enable us to be new creations in Him.
那神能够改变我们，能够让我们成为一个像他一样的新的形象。
So how can we apply these words to our life?
那我们怎么样把这经文印在我们的生命当中呢？
The first is to embrace the gospel.
第一个是我们要接纳福音。
We're called to confess and to believe.
神呼召我们要承认，要相信。
And in doing so, we can be saved.
这样我们才能得救。
We can be guaranteed of an eternity with God in His presence.
我们才能够保证自己在神面前能够有永恒的生命。
And I'm sure some that are here are maybe new to Christianity.
我想我们这里有些人可能是刚刚听到基督教。
Or maybe you've had some exposure and you're beginning to think about it a little bit.
可能你听过一点，刚刚开始想思索这件事。
And I would encourage you to explore.
我会鼓励你说来继续寻求。
Who Jesus is and what he claims to be.
好，去看耶稣基督是谁，他宣对自己的宣告是什么。
And ultimately, considering to embrace the gospel in your life.
呀，最终我鼓励你来考虑，就是接受耶稣基督。
Confessing and believing that Jesus is Lord.
呀，承认他是你的主。
And following him as a disciple.
呀，做他的门徒，跟随他。
Secondly, we're called to live out the gospel.
第二个应用就是要把福音在我们的生命中活出来。
For those of us who know Jesus,
对于我们已经认识耶稣基督的人，
we're called to follow him as our Lord.
神呼召我们说要追随他做我们的主。
Seeking not to live according to our own desires,
不是按照自己的欲望去活，
but according to his will and plan for our lives.
乃是按照神的心意和神的计划。
And thirdly, we're called to share the gospel.
第三个应用就是与人分享福音。
Through our lives,
通过我们的生命。
Seeking to live a life worthy of His calling.
让我们的生活能够配得上神给我们的呼召。
Through our actions,
通过我们的行为。
Being the hands and feet of Jesus.
也就是我们的手、我们的脚，还有耶稣基督。
Making a difference in our community and in our world.
在我们的社区，在我们的社会里边，能够带来不一样。
And through our word.
也借着我们的话。
As a church body.
作为一个教会的成员。
Proclaiming the gospel.
要宣扬福音。
And as individuals, testifying to what God has done in our lives.
要向人来见证神在你生命当中所做的一切。
We can praise God for His great salvation.
我们因着神给我们的救恩来赞美他。
And rejoice that in spite of the fact that we all live in the shadow of death,
我们也很喜乐，因为我们虽然现在住的是一个朽坏的身体，
we can have hope,
我们仍然有盼望，
that Jesus is Lord,
耶稣基督是我们的主，
and that He is our Savior,
也是我们的救主。
Let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your great salvation.
主啊，我们为着你这伟大的救恩来感谢你。
And that we are not those who are without hope.
我们的未来不是没有盼望。
but that we can rejoice in our Lord and Savior Jesus,
然后我们要因着我们的耶稣基督而喜乐，
who conquered sin, death, and the grave.
他战胜了罪、死亡和坟墓。
To you, God, be the glory.
一切的荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.